In 1995, Amazon.com made its first book sale, kickstarting a journey that would revolutionize e-commerce. From humble beginnings in Jeff Bezos's garage, the company grew to become a global retail and technology giant, transforming how people shop and interact with technology. In the summer of 1995, a fledgling online bookstore called Amazon.com made its first sale, setting in motion a series of events that would transform the retail landscape forever. The book that holds the distinction of being Amazon's first sale was Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies, Computer Models of the Fundamental Mechanisms of Thought by Douglas Hofstadter. This academic work on artificial intelligence and cognitive science became an unexpected harbinger of the technological revolution that Amazon itself would spearhead. The sale occurred on July 16, 1995, when Amazon officially opened its virtual doors to the public. However, the true first customer transaction actually took place a few months earlier, on April 3, 1995, during Amazon's beta testing phase. The buyer was John Wainwright, a computer scientist who had received an invitation to test the platform. Jeff Bezos, Amazon's founder, had established the company in July 1994, operating out of his garage in Bellevue, Washington. Bezos chose Seattle as the company's base due to its reputation as a tech hub and the tax advantages it offered for an online retailer. With an initial investment of $10,000 from his own savings, Bezos set out to create what he envisioned as Earth's biggest bookstore. In its early days, Amazon was a far cry from the e-commerce behemoth it is today. Bezos and his small team packed and shipped books themselves, working on makeshift desks fashioned from doors purchased at Home Depot. Despite these humble beginnings, the company's growth was explosive. Within 2 months of launching, Amazon had sold books to customers in all 50 U.S. states and 45 countries, with weekly sales reaching $20,000. The choice of Hofstadter's book as the first sale was serendipitous but fitting. As a work exploring the mechanisms of intelligence and creativity through computer modeling, it symbolized the innovative spirit that would come to define Amazon. The company quickly moved beyond books, expanding into music, videos, and eventually a vast array of products and services. Amazon's rapid expansion was not without challenges. In its early years, many investors and analysts dismissed the company as another dot-com bubble destined to burst. Bezos himself warned early investors that there was a 70% chance Amazon would fail or go bankrupt. However, his vision of leveraging the internet's potential for retail proved prescient. The company went public on May 15, 1997, at $18 per share, valuing the company at $300 million. In its IPO filing, Amazon cautioned investors about expected substantial operating losses, citing heavy investments in technology and marketing to compete with established booksellers like Barnes & Noble. As Amazon grew, it continued to innovate. In 2000, the company launched Amazon Marketplace, allowing third-party sellers to offer their products alongside Amazon's offerings. This move significantly expanded the range of items available on the platform. In 2005, Amazon introduced Prime, a loyalty program offering free two-day shipping for an annual fee, which has since become one of the company's most valuable assets. The company's influence extended beyond retail. In 2006, Amazon Web Services, AWS, was launched, providing cloud computing services that would eventually become a major revenue driver for the company. Today, AWS is the world's largest provider of cloud infrastructure services. Amazon's journey from selling a single book to becoming a global e-commerce and technology giant is a testament to Bezos's vision and the company's ability to adapt and innovate. The company has transformed not just how people shop, but also how they consume media, interact with technology, and even conceptualize the future of work and commerce. As of 2024, Amazon stands as one of the world's most valuable companies, with Jeff Bezos consistently ranking among the wealthiest individuals globally. The company's impact on retail, technology, and consumer behavior is immeasurable, all tracing back to that first book sale in 1995. From its humble beginnings in a garage to its current status as a multinational corporation, Amazon's story serves as a powerful reminder of the transformative potential of technology and entrepreneurship. That first book sale, while seemingly insignificant at the time, was the opening chapter in one of the most remarkable business stories of the modern era.